This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Know that they are talking about passing a bill, multiple bills being submitted to Congress to make political ideology, you know, penalizing people for their political ideology illegal. Really? Conservatism is going to have to be a protected class. Who knew we would end up in this predicament, folks? Listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, Kevin Jackson himself. Unbelievable. We have to be a protected class. Think about everything that's happening, the doxing of people because they voted for Trump and things like this. It's insane. I've never seen an Obama sticker on a car and wanted to bash it or key it or attack the people that are in it. See, we can fight with ideas. They can't. You wear a Trump hat. To this day, you could get hurt in the wrong place. You could wear Obama anywhere you want, and nobody would care. They might look at you like you're stupid, but they wouldn't want to attack you. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. A lady named Jody Shaw, who was at Smith College, she left because it's a hostile environment. You're going to start seeing a lot of stuff about hostile environments. Hostile environments. People who at work are being mistreated because they aren't woke enough. That kind of stuff. And this lady spoke about it is about as good as you can speak on this subject. Her name is Jody Shaw, and here's her commentary.
Hi, my name is Jody Shaw. I work at Smith College. I worked there for the past 3 years. Right now, I work as an admin assistant. It's called Student Support Coordinator in the Department of Res Life and Division of Student Affairs. I also graduated from Smith College, so I'm an alum. And I'm white. And that really shouldn't be relevant, but my employer has made it clear over and over and over again that not only is it relevant, but it's possibly one of the most important, or if not the most important feature of me as a human. So that's really why I'm here, because there are things going on at Smith that really need to be talked about in the open, and I did not want to be the one talking about them. I really don't want to be making videos. I don't want my face on a video camera. But I've been put in a position where I had to do this. And I'm going to talk a lot more about how I came to be in this place in another video. But in this video, I'm just going to read a short statement, something that I wrote. And then I'm going to do a lot more explaining in subsequent videos. And I'm also going to talk in subsequent videos about a lot of other things going on at Smith College that really need to be talked about. But for now, I'm going to start with the hoped for outcomes. This is what I'm asking of Smith College. And I'm asking this really for all staff. And I apologize if I'm speaking for you and you don't want me to be speaking for you. I'm speaking for the staff who can't speak and want to be saying these things, because I have spoken to a lot of you who feel similarly to me and don't feel like you can say it out loud. And that's actually part of the problem, is the extreme intimidation we're all working under in regards to race.
I'm going to stop it there just for a little bit, because I don't want to run out of time for this segment. And I want to play the rest and talk a little bit more about the cancel culture, because she goes into a lot more detail. But essentially, she's been at the college for 3 years. The Department of Residential Life. She's a graduate of the college. So she's got quite a bit of knowledge about it, the ins and outs, the inner workings, etc. And she says, I didn't realize it, but, you know, she says one of the issues that's driving why she's making these videos is because she's white. And she admits, she goes, this shouldn't be relevant. And she's right. It shouldn't be relevant. What do we care that she's white? Unless she's telling us a part of the story like, I'm white and I felt this about, you know, as it's relating to what she's trying to share with us, then tell me that you're white. I mean, I can see in the video that she's white. No need to explain it, but it is relevant because she says her employer made it relevant, made it clear that being white is an important feature of her job there, and she needs to understand that that whiteness is creating an issue. It's not isolated, people. This isn't just Smith College. This is almost every college in the United States, at every university in the United States. And I would love to tell you that it's only in academia. These people who are creating worthless degrees and things called diversity, equity, and inclusion, putting these people out into the public and making every single thing you talk about racial. I think we should do a show that talks only about the racial, the nonsensical things that are now being declared racist. And I think you would find it one of the, you would think I'm on LSD. I've never done a drug in my life. This woman is not doing this video because she wants to become popular. Quite the contrary. She's essentially putting her career in jeopardy. I know since she's quit. She quit her job. Hostile environment. Let me tell you, white folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, me, you better know, if you don't work for yourself, anywhere you go, if you think the way we do, you are going to be in a hostile environment because there are people there who are going to try to make you get woke, and they're going to want to do it with a quickness. It is insane what these people are now demanding that you, how you think and what they want of you. It's pathetic. And that's the reason why I cover these issues, is because I want to wake you up to the notion that you can put your head in the sand. Don't you dare do it. It won't be a good outcome.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The media doesn't know what to do with Joe Biden. The Democrats don't know what to do with Joe Biden. The whole of the leftist world doesn't know what to do with Joe Biden. What do I mean by that? Earlier I gave you some Rasmussen polls on voter fraud. Overwhelmingly, Americans believe that Joe Biden is not truly the president. I will never call the man president. As far as I'm concerned, President Trump remains president, and he's on hiatus. He's taking a vacation, and he will. I believe he'll prove it out in certain ways, because the Democrats are done going after him. They got nothing left. And politics, as we know it, has changed forever. Because I'm going to tell you, you will have the strongest third party in the history of America coming in 2024. That's what I believe. If Trump decides he wants to do it. Personally, I would be going out saying, you know what? They didn't think I could ever be president. I made it. They cheated me. But you know what? They'll never take it away from me. I'm number 45, and 45 is the best. People will want this number from now on. Athletes will wear my number. As far as presidents are concerned, they can retire it. I wouldn't say that because they always retire the number after that because they're never going to use it again. But you get what I'm saying. I would be bragging. I'd say, and not only this, If I wanted to, I could completely disrupt the system. There'd be nothing they could do. Blah, blah, blah. If I wanted to do a third party, it could be stronger than the Democrats and stronger than the Republicans. But you know what? I'm a wealthy man. I'm going to get even more wealthy. I'm going to help candidates that I want to win. We're going to change politics. We're going to change state politics. But I'm going to run off with my trophy wife and make sure that, you know, I'd be rubbing it in. Unlike Obama, I don't sleep with a man. You know, unlike Joe Biden, I actually remember who I sleep with. I would just go to town. I would just, oh my gosh, I would just, whoo, stop it. Stop me. Whoo, they're like James Brown. I need my cape. I need somebody to come over and fan me because I'm sweating on the stage. Anyway, the majority of people think that it was that Biden wasn't elected. So that was one thing. And let's see, what was the other part we talked about? Oh, the most of them believe the impeachment case against the president was nonsense. Here's some other stuff. Let's see, 7,000 National Guard troops deployed to D.C. During the impeachment trial, they're divided among partisan lines whether that extra security is needed. Let me tell you something. That doesn't look good for the Democrats. Let's see. Next, thought crimes in the media. Oh, now, what was the other poll we had? Oh, let's see. Should public figures be punished for saying? We covered this a little bit, but there was another poll for Biden. Is he owned by the Chinese? What happened to those notes? So anyway, I don't have the notes in front of me, but I remember seeing the numbers. And something like 54% of Americans say that Biden is owned by the Chinese. Now, think about that. 54% of people believe that this man doesn't make decisions on his own. And let me tell you, you'd have to be a fool to believe otherwise, that he is making these decisions on his own. I've gone through it. I don't know. To me, it's kind of boring. But here's what I'll tell you. The Chinese have been infiltrating and stealing stuff for a long time. They know every bit of information we have. The only thing they don't have are the engineers and the tech to build the stuff that we have, because a lot of the ideas still remain in our brains. But they know everything. They got all the dirt. There's a rumor, you know, that for example, Justice Roberts is a pedophile and appeared on Lolita Airline or whatever it was with Epstein and all this other stuff, and a bunch of other high-profile people are the same. I believe it, but here's what I say. Produce it. I'm sick of talking about it. I may do a complete section on this, but produce it. But here, what I'm getting at is this isn't coming out of thin air. People believe that Biden is compromised because it is. It's like when Hollywood makes a movie about something and you go, ooh, that was a novel idea. No, it wasn't. They stole it. Somebody whispered in their ear, I know of this happening in the government. But forget all that. Just understand this. A plurality of Americans believe that the guy who sits in the Oval Office, who issues executive orders, etc., is under the thumb of the Chinese. How pathetic. But here's what's more pathetic. The Democrats control the narrative. They control the media. They control it all. And they're never going to break that. Biden is going to have meetings with Xi. He came right. And here's where we come in. Biden came out of that meeting and I said, hey, Biden had a meeting with his boss. See, Donald Trump can have a meeting with Xi right now as a private citizen. He's not having a meeting with his boss. When Donald Trump had a meeting with Xi, when he was the president of the United States, and he still is, by the way, he didn't go into a meeting with his boss. He went in as a boss. The Chinese government cheered when they got Donald Trump temporarily removed from office. But what they don't know is they probably started the biggest revolution against China in quite some time. I remember I was talking about this growing up, that You wouldn't dare say you were a communist growing up. Now, I've learned a lot more since then. I don't care if somebody wants to say they're a communist, but I would say to them, okay, I give it to you that we have roads and bridges and we have medical facilities and things like this that are for the common good. I get that we do have areas of our society that are communist in nature. Okay, I get it. The problem is most of America is capitalistic. It has to be, because that's what functions best. And so here's Biden. By the way, he made a comment about China that because they the Uyghurs or whatever they call these people, that they're oppressing, Biden makes the comment, well, it's just a different society than us. So if they choose to oppress people, well, that's okay if they choose to oppress people. It's a different society. Since when? See, leadership looks at what's going on in the world and says, look, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'll tell you how to do it right. If you do it right, here's what it looks like. Biden doesn't know how to do it right. So you look at any of these polls we're talking about. By the way, folks, these are polls by people who haven't gotten it right in terms of real numbers in years. They haven't gotten it right. And even favoring Democrats and brain-dead Joe Biden, Captain Demento, they still don't favor him in enough to where you go, wow, the Democrats have really swayed public opinion. That bothers them to no end. They don't know how to behave. Just look at and for the record, watch the polls as they continue to come out. Now, they're gonna try to fake you out and say, oh, look at this. This is what's going on here. And we polled this many of this or that. If you dig deeply into the polls, let me tell you what. I'm going to predict the future for you. There will be no good polls for Joe Biden. And most of the people I've talked to have said exactly what I've said to you on my show. Let Biden be Biden and just deal with the outcome afterwards.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. Not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The spotlight is on the massive security failures during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Two Senate committees calling a joint hearing and Senator Rob Portman of Ohio saying that lawmakers must find out why the Capitol was so vulnerable to attack.
Some witnesses have suggested there is an intelligence failure. We need to know whether Capitol police officers were properly trained and equipped to respond to an attack on the Capitol. And if not, why not?
Democrats are continuing to push their $2 trillion stimulus plan, a vote expected later this week in the House. The bill then heads to the Senate. Meanwhile, Republicans not happy with the bill, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy from California.
And think about this. This is supposed to be a COVID bill. Only 9% of it goes to COVID.
You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is planning to visit Texas later this week as the state recovers from a deadly winter storm, Biden declaring a major disaster of 108 counties in Texas. As the Major League Baseball season approaches, one team is looking for a new CEO and president.
Seattle Mariners president and CEO Kevin Mather resigned from the MLB club on Monday after a video of comments he made to a Rotary club surfaced, drawing widespread condemnation. Mather apologized for his comments on Sunday night, saying he took full responsibility for his lapse in judgment. In the presentation to the Bellevue, Washington Rotary Club on February 5th, Mather made what many consider disrespectful remarks about several of the team's players and employees, including critiques of the English of multiple foreign players. This wasn't the only controversy Mather caused during his tenure with the team. He was the target of allegations of harassment by two former female employees in the late 2000s. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Network.com. We're talking about cancel culture, specifically about a lady by the name of Jody Adams, a worker bee at Smith College, somewhere upstate Massachusetts, home of the great white North, I guess, to some degree. And she's talking about being a low-level person at her college and being made to believe that she's done something wrong. Anyway, here's what I was talking about with leftism. We can disagree on how to solve problems if we indeed want to solve problems. I had this discussion with some black folks, some black leftists, and I said, okay, so let me ask you this. You're pro-black. Do you think I'm not pro-black? And they were like, well, yeah, man, I mean, you're always for the white man. I said, I'm for every man, but I'm definitely for black folks. I look at young black kids, you know, and I see this. I'm not going to say it's a racial thing, but I see these young black men, and I have a special place in my heart for those that want to get out of it. You know, they want to find a way out of whatever the condition may be for blacks. I'd be crazy to tell you that I don't. It isn't a racial thing because I feel the same for young white kids as well. But like when I went to take my son to school and these little black kids just swarmed me, it broke my heart in one respect because I knew they didn't have any male role models. But it made me feel so good that these little kids still saw this big brother type coming onto their school and they just wanted to come over and just be around him. It was like probably the way Denzel feels when he's walking through an airport. These little kids were just like, oh my gosh, coming over, man, how you doing? How you doing? See, here's what I say to these black folks. I say, well, let me ask you this. What would you do for blacks? Man, I want black people to have businesses. I want black people to be doing so-and-so. I want black people to do whatever. Okay, well, what do you think I want for them? So again, if we want the same thing for blacks, and my approach differs from yours, then why do I have to be the Uncle Tom? That's the only question I ask. Oh, and by the way, if I've been successful at it, and you haven't, then why do I have to be the Uncle Tom? If my way empowers and your way demoralizes, why do I have to be the Uncle Tom? So let me answer the question for you, folks. The left does not really want to solve problems. They need problems. I played a clip in the first hour of the program. School board members mad at parents for caring about their kids. Teachers talking about effing parents up if they come, you know, try to get in my face about what they want for their kids. One teacher complained that school, all we are is babysitters for their kids. That's what she said. Let's just say for the sake of this discussion that it's true. See, this is the way I would approach that argument. I'd say, okay, great. Let's say that's true. Why is it that you're a babysitter? In other words, if I were treating you like a babysitter and you felt like you had a bigger job to do, what would be your first response to me? Because if I were a teacher and I said, you bring your kid to my school, not because you really want your kid to learn, you might, but you bring your kid to school because you want to get away from your kid. You don't want a parent. Your kid comes to school. He's not prepared. He has not been parented. He's a miscreant, a troublemaker, and you want me to straighten him out. But if I do straighten him out, you're going to get mad at me. So let me ask you, are you really being a good parent? You expect me to be a good teacher. Are you really being a good parent? Yes or no? See, if the teachers really cared, they would push back on, here it comes, the parent, the family. They would say, you need to get control of your kid. They would say to the kid, you need to understand what your parents want for you and what I want for you, and you need to participate. Why is it you're not doing that? If we start asking questions like that, we would actually solve the problem. If I recognize a problem, I start working backwards to find out where does the problem, here comes the key word, folks, pay attention, originate. You can't solve a problem if you don't know where the problem begins, because all you'll be doing is putting a Band-Aid on your problem. You aren't fixing the problem. The education system has no care in the world of solving the problem at the problem source. They keep putting Band-Aids on it. And as they put more and more Band-Aids on, it gets pretty funky looking. So going back to what this lady said at Smith College, she said, here are the things that Smith College needs to do. One, stop reducing my personhood to a racial category. Makes sense to you? It does to me. I don't like being considered Kevin Jackson, a black dude. I like being considered Kevin Jackson, a human being. And you judging me on what I do as a human being, not as a black guy. She says, next, stop telling me what to think and feel about myself. Let me ask you a question, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. By the way, if you do want to get one of our shirts, go to my website, sign up. There's a free shirt offer, and we'll give you a Extreme Takeover White House Edition shirt. Anyway, what did I ask you? Who's the toughest person on you? Who's the most critical of you? If you're like 99.9% of the people I know, you'll say you are more critical of yourself than anybody can be. Who do you think you are to think that you can tell me how to think and feel about myself? You would be doing me a disservice because I'm much more critical of myself. I expect the closest thing to excellence I can deliver. She goes on, presuming to know who I am or my culture based on my skin color. How many times have they done that? Rachel Dolezal. Rachel Dolezal professed to be black. She played black. She did everything to be considered black. You look at her skin color. She wasn't technically black. She would have been what's called a very, very light-skinned black chick that anybody could have said, would have known, had more white in her than black. But they didn't guess her culture because she acted black. They just presume. Well, a white chick like Rachel Dolezal can do whatever she chooses to do. She can pretend and make that happen. The next thing this lady said is stop projecting your stereotypes on me. Stop trying to tell me what to think about blacks or Latinos or women or gays or Muslims or whatever. How about I just judge people the way they treat me and act accordingly? She was spot on with all of this. See, this is why I talk about like gays and blacks. Black people, man, shoot, black people need to be black people, black people, black people. I'm like, really? So that's the way you measure yourself, is by the color of your skin. That is your measure of yourself? For gay people, you measure yourself by the way you have sex or whom you choose to have it with? That's how you measure yourself? How pathetic. Wow. I would never sell myself that short. She goes on. They tell them, young women of color have no power or agency. So she said, how demoralizing. Oh, if you're a white little white girl, we've empowered you to the point where they've emasculated young boys, particularly young white boys. Who was it that was the undercover video at Facebook where they said white men have the least legal standing, the least of anything? They can't do anything. We can treat them like crap. You think that's just at Facebook? Any white guys listening to this program? You getting tired of being treated like second-class citizens? Because I would tell the world to kiss my butt. White women, it says young white women have power and privilege over everyone else. That's what these people are being taught. She says, I don't want to hear any more of that. I don't want to hear your disempowering narratives. I don't want you demanding that I admit to white privilege. I don't want you telling me to work on my implicit bias, get this part, as a condition of employment. I don't want you to hold me responsible for doing the work of dismantling racism when I'm not part of the mantling of racism. And then she goes on to explain the cultural aspects of the demographics. Look, the majority of people who work here are white. Why? There aren't that many blacks who live here. It's that simple. That's what she ended it with. It's a fact. It's not good or bad. It just is. There is nothing this woman said that you or I don't espouse to and believe in. And she has to say this. And she is a hero to me. I'm telling you, too few people are willing to say this. What do I get asked all the time? I can look at my staff. They know. What can I do to push back? How about you not get bullied? How about you actually speak out and stand up for your own rights?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Black people, we have to start letting people hype us up. Their words are too passionate. Whenever they want yelled out, they whisper to us. That's what they do. They come by like, we got to work Saturdays for the next 9 months. What do black people? Oh, no, I ain't working on Saturdays. Then people walk by, I'm so glad you said so. Like that. People cut in line at the store, they look at the black person like, say something. And we stupid enough. There's a line back here.
I know white people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You're so glad I said something. So glad. Indeed you are. All right, glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. So, 89% of the time, leftism fails 100% of the time. That's my homage to Zoolander. But leftism fails. It fails almost every time, seriously. And our job as conservatives is to point these failures out. And I think many of you probably used to believe that you could just gingerly, like, yeah, hey, listen, you have you thought about why, how this doesn't work, how it goes wrong? You can't do that. Get that out of your head. You got to let leftists have it right betwixt the legs. Hit them where the good Lord split them, if they're guys. You know what I'm saying? You kid gloves? Seriously? Do you see what happened to Trump, President Trump? When he tried to play nice, this dude should have gone gangsta. Remember, leftists are the ones who wanted to defund the police. Get rid of the police. Here's what Hot Air wrote. Defund in haste, repent at leisure. The Minneapolis City Council reversed months of its own rhetoric recently by authorizing its police department to spend $6.4 million in an effort to add desperately needed new officers to its depleted ranks. You know what I say? If I was a police union, I would say, do not go to work in Minneapolis. They always talk about teachers need more pay. If I were the cops, I'd say, if you don't double our salary, we ain't coming to work for you clowns, you leftist morons. By the way, if Minneapolis has a team, they should call it the Minneapolis Morons, because that's what their government represents. The article goes on. It says, it's a clear retreat from the council's abolish the police position of last summer. What? Be still my heart. I'm a flutter. Hey, could anybody have predicted? I'm just asking. I'm asking for a friend. Could anybody have predicted that if you want to defund the police and you are in a Democrat enclave, a.k.a. a high crime city, that defunding the police, the very people who provide protection, is probably not a good idea? Huh. Here's what they said. The reason why they've had the clear retreat from the abolish the police position, they write, fueled no doubt by voter outrage over spiraling crime rates. I dare you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com and me and Kevin Jackson, I dare you to go look at the crime stats of any major city. And this is with Trump saying, I will come in and I will fix it. And you know what these leftist clowns did? They said, no, thank you. Now, if you listen to just this very program earlier in the broadcast, do you know what I told you? I said the following. Leftists don't want to fix problems. They don't want to do it. So now they say, Minneapolis will hire dozens more police officers after the city council agreed to release $6.4 million to bring on additional recruits. The unanimous vote. What? Somebody stop me. What? The unanimous vote came 8 days after Minneapolis police requested the funding, saying they had 200 fewer police officers available to work than in most recent years. The additional funding comes at a time when some city council members and activist groups are pushing to replace the police department in the wake of George Floyd's death. I repeat, if I were running a police union or anything close to Minneapolis, I would say, freeze. I would tell the police, the school where they go, I'd say, don't take any more candidates. Tell them you're full. Well, we don't have anybody coming through. Y'all guys don't have anybody in the school coming through. Yeah, well, it's COVID. We're afraid of Wu flu. Nobody wants to work. So we can only take one recruit. And it must be a Guatemalan midget. I would not accept. accept. I would not accept any recruits. Except Guatemalan midgets. I would make them find me a Guatemalan. If you even want to talk next year, you better produce a Guatemalan midget in the next 3 days. I will be like a hostage negotiator. Send me your best negotiator. Yes. Officer Jackson, what are your demands? Produce a Guatemalan midget within 2 hours or nobody will be go through our school ever again. I don't know why that tickles me so much, even though I do have a penchant for Guatemalan midgets. I don't know what it is. I like the little people. Moving on. So Minneapolis police say they began the year with 817 officers on their payroll, 60 fewer than the previous year, but only 638 officers are currently available for work. Some officers reassigned or retired early in the year, while another 155 on some form of extended leave. And I say, hear, hear, men and women in blue, way to go. Sick outs, walkouts, FMLA, whatever it takes, don't go in until they show you some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yes. They better show you some respect. They better start playing some Aretha. Every time y'all walk in the building, it shouldn't even be a doorbell. It should be R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Next person comes in, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I would be sick of that song. It would play so often because I would be like, you going to give me some R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Oh, it's the mayor? Tell him I'll call him back. Or her. I don't know who it is. How about this? Tell the clown I will call the clown back. That way we don't have to use any pronouns. They just know exactly who we're talking about. That's a lot of officers that have said, screw you, Minneapolis. He said, with the new recruit classes, the city expects it will have 674 officers available to work at the end of the year, another 28 on their way through the hiring process. So they're fast-tracking these officers. So they're going to have, it looks like, let's see, 36 new officers and then another 28 on the way. So they will, if they hit those numbers, they will replace the 60 fewer from the previous year, but still not back up to their other numbers. Nowhere close to having 817 officers at the ready, which is 60 fewer than the previous year. They had 877 officers the previous year, down to 817. But only 638 working, and they will get that number back up to somewhere around 674, they say. Still short, right? I don't feel sorry for them. They say, but might not even be a money problem. They said, which young men and women looking for a career in law enforcement would bother with Minneapolis? Even apart from its reputational issues, now it's undermanned and despised on the streets of the city. The city council wants to dismantle it. They can figure out how to do it. In fact, they say they're still insisting that the department will be downsized. Well, you know what? Do it. Do it. We need some examples.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.